believe you would hate your sister for this.
Okay.
So you have a sister, which you don't, but let's say you do.
Okay.
So you have a sister, and then you also have a daughter. So your daughter is hanging out with your sister. So they're hanging out on a weekend, hanging out with her aunt.
Okay.
Okay. So your daughter, her other aunt decided to show up for the first time.
Is this my husband's sister or my other sister?
This is your Flo sister, aunt. Aunt Flo.
Oh, Aunt Flo. I see. Okay. So my sister is hanging out with my daughter. Whose Aunt Flo starts?
Right.
No, which one?
The daughter's Aunt Flo decides.
My daughter's Aunt Flo, for the first time?
For the first time.
She's never had Aunt Flo before. Now suddenly Aunt Flo.
She might have had, let me see.
No, either it starts or it doesn't. There's no, it doesn't creep up on you.
It doesn't?
No. One day you just have it.
But it's not like your aunt calls you and says she's coming.
No. You know what I'm saying is no. It's like literally, one day you're wearing underwear, like you do every other day, and the next day, you got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know what's going. I mean, you know what's going on.
You hope you haven't had that conversation anyway. So yeah. They're hanging out together. The other Aunt Flo decides to hang out too.
Okay.
So they're out, let's say, at Carowinds, and there's no pads around.
Mm-hmm.
So the aunt gives the daughter a tampon.
Okay.
So now the mom is very upset that the aunt gave the daughter a tampon because she says she ruined her virginity.
You don't have sex with a tampon. It's not intercourse.
Right. But she said it ruined the virginity.
It doesn't. Well, first of all, just so you know, a lot of young girls, I mean, let's just say it. Their hymen is broken by then. By the time you get your period, your hymen's been broken because you played sports. You got on a horse, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Things happen. Don't assume that, let's say I decide to stay a virgin and I want to get married on my wedding and when I have sex on my wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
It's an old wives tale that you bleed the first time you have sex. That's an old wives tale. It's not necessarily true because a lot of things can break a hymen early on.
Mm-hmm.
So my guess is putting the tampon in is not going to make a difference.
Okay, so you don't believe, you don't side with the mom on this. You think
no, it's a stupid. It's the dumbest thing I ever heard. You're not having sex with a tampon.
But
it doesn't, and also, it doesn't. How do I say this nicely? I can't. It doesn't go all the way up inside you. It doesn't go to the same places a penis would. It just goes like a little ways in.
But it still goes far enough to break a hymen.
But what I'm saying is by the time you are of age to get your period, 12, 13, 14.
It's already gone.
There's no way. You know the odds of you having your hymen intact by the time you decide to have sex for the first time? Minuscule. It's nearly impossible. I was a tomboy when I was a kid.
Mm.
I rode horses every summer. I mean, I probably didn't have a hymen by the time I was 9. It was probably long gone by then.
Oh, so she has that stupid fight then.
It's a stupid fight because it's not likely that her daughter's hymen is still intact anyway. But even if it is, I don't know that a tampon is necessarily going to break that.
Oh.
But if her argument was, I don't want her to use a tampon and get in that habit because of, I don't know, toxic shock syndrome or, you know, one of those like ancient ideas about why tampons are problematic, then I would just say, you know, let's talk to a doctor together and you can learn a couple of things. But for her to think that it's because her daughter's like lost her virginity to her tampon is the dumbest thing I've heard in my life.
Yeah. She says that it took her daughter's virginity.
It didn't. So the concept of virginity is that you have had intercourse for the first time in your life. a tampon is not a penis, or anything else. You do not have intercourse with a tampon. So her mother's a moron.
So virginity is more of a state of mind than it is a physical thing, you say.
Well, no, for some girls, I guess it's possible that your hymen stays intact and the first time you have sex, you know, it breaks and then officially, you know, it's like a cutting the ribbon at a brand new grocery store. Congratulations. Come on in.
You won. Yay.
But that's what I'm telling you. It's very, very, very rare. It's really, it's nearly impossible. So okay. It's a dumb argument. And the mother doesn't know very much if that's what she's upset about. She's probably upset with her sister over something else. She's probably more upset that she wasn't with her daughter when her daughter got her period for the first time. You know, you want to be there for all the milestones. You want to be there for the first time they walk, for the first time they talk, for their first kiss, their first period, their first, you know, when they graduate school. Mm-hmm. These are milestones, especially in a young girl's life. I mean, this is her moment that she's become a woman. Not necessarily, but, you know, technically, I guess. So I think she's probably just pissed off she wasn't there for that moment and is using the tampon thing as an excuse, because no one's that stupid. But we are living in a time where there's a vaccine that can cure or help you not get COVID, and people are not doing that. So we do live in a very stupid time.
Well, you should just be grateful it was your sister and not some stranger that your daughter had to go to ask. So at least it was in the family.
But see, that's the interesting thing, that the daughter actually told the auntie about it. I think a lot of kids, at least my friends, if they weren't home, what they would have done was just gone to the bathroom and just take a wad of toilet paper and just shove it in their underwear.
Right.
Which we've all done anyway. Like there's a, you know, you get the surprise. Oh, everyone has. Like every woman has done that at some point. Every woman's like, I thought I had a tampon with me and I didn't, or I thought I had another week. It's early.
Well, I thought all bathrooms had tampon things.
Not anymore.
Oh, they don't?
Some do, you know. And what if you don't have a quarter on you? You know what I mean? You got to stick a quarter in there.
So
I think.
You put a quarter in. Is it one size for everybody? Or do you get to choose?
There are lots of different sizes tampons now, like literally tons of sizes now. But I think the ones that were in the bathroom were all like a one size. There's just the regular, like the medium size or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So if you don't have that, toilet paper works in a pinch.
Toilet paper is great. You don't even have to shove it up. Just put it in your underwear and sit on it all day. sit on it until you can get to a CVS.
Wow. I've learned way too much today.
But let me tell you something. I've learned over the years, I always have a tampon on me. If I have an emergency, if my friends have an emergency, you know, you always want to, like now I'm at a time in my life where I always have Advil. Mm-hmm. I always have a little thing of tissues. I always have, like it's so weird. My purse has gotten bigger and bigger. Like the older I get, the bigger my purse gets because I need to carry more things. Like, you know, the first time you're somewhere without a tampon, you're like, now I got to take a tampon with me.
Yeah, I don't know if you have the gigantic purse, why you wouldn't keep every single thing you would need in that purse. An iPhone cord, a tampon, a condom, the hairspray, whatever. Why carry it if you don't have all that stuff in it?
But now I do. Now I have my go bag. You know, my go bag has hand sanitizer. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't... It'd be weird to have a condom, but
a mask.
Yeah, I have an extra mask. I have a pen. The other day I went somewhere and they wouldn't let you fill anything out online. You actually had to fill it out with a pen. And I was like, nobody had a pen. So now I carry a pen like it's
1970. I don't want to touch somebody else's pen either.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there's that also. But I never considered like needing a pen. And I was like, oh, I don't even know if do I own a pen?
Yeah. The only pen I have is this.
Right. My finger. I got a finger. Like I can't do this online. But you know, I'm used to carrying a charger with me and a Mophie, you know, like a thing like that or whatever. So you got to keep all that stuff with you. So now tampons, but again, like what size tampon?
Mm-hmm. Does it change?
Yeah.
Aren't you one size all the time?
No, it has to do with your flow.
So you could be a small at the beginning and a large at the end?
Well, no, it has to do with like lighter days, heavier days.
Oh. See, I wouldn't make a good girl. I don't.
No, and there are women. Like I'm assuming that women that have had babies probably need a larger tampon. Mm-hmm. Some do, you know. Look, there's women that like a larger penis. I don't like that, but they like a larger penis because they're bigger down there, so they probably need a bigger tampon.
I'm learning way too much today.
I know there's a lot. Listen, recording stopped. Vaginas are very complicated.
Yeah, no shit.